The article is a dire warning about what seems to be a very bleak future. I mean, we don't know the exact details. We don't know, as I put in the article, where the axe is going to fall exactly, because it could be taken to some extent from student support. We've got a very diverse sector with, on one end of the spectrum, very research-intensive universities, and on the other end, teaching-led institutions. But irrespective of exactly who will bear most of the pain, all universities are really going to suffer to some extent. Everyone's affected by capital investment. And for this first year, it's very clear that we are going to have to cut back on any kind of capital investment. For the next few years, we're not exactly sure if research will be hit, or teaching, or capital spend, or student support. But wherever the axe falls, it is a really quite terrifying prospect. And we're just trying to make sure that decision makers, both in the government and in the opposition parties, really understand the consequences.
A lot of people listening to this who aren't involved in higher education may be thinking, well, there's got to be some public sector cuts. We've got to reduce the national debt. Higher education is going to have to suffer along with everyone else. But you've said in this article in today's Guardian that you've gone as far as to say this is a defining moment in our country's history.
Yes, and that's largely because it is such a great shame. The government has previously tried to invest a bit more in higher education, and particularly in our research base. People like David Sainsbury have been real champions in the past for the importance of particularly science research, but research more generally. And after the really savage cuts in the 80s, we did manage to at least repair some of the damage of that underinvestment. But now it seems we are sliding backwards very quickly, with having got to a position where we're just getting our head above the water, really punching above our weight in terms of our ability to cope internationally. I mean, the UK is recognised as a country that really does much better than it should when you look at the investment that is made into higher education. And so now we're saying we just don't see how, with the size of these cuts, the magnitude of these budget reductions, how we're really going to retain that position, because they're just so huge.